to thank you for your support.
And Sarah Mangold will be signing copies of her book afterward if you would like to have your book signed. Just to come forward and ask. I'm going to read a little bit from Pomegranate Eater, and I don't know what this book means to other people, and I hope it means different things to you than it means to me. But for me, these poems are partly about how we come into being as a self and how we define our identity with and against the other people in our lives, and especially with and against language. So this is very much a book about language. And the Pomegranate Eater of the title is Persephone, but it's also not Persephone. It is partly indebted to this poem by Rilke called The Tangerine Eater, in which someone is telling another person that the tangerine could learn a thing or two from the pomegranate about sort of how to grow a thicker skin and how to be a little, you know, like hide, withhold a little bit more than the tangerine does. So part of that poem is in my epigraph. And of course, the poem was originally in French, and this is a translation that I did. Show her the pomegranate in her armor of gilded leather. She bursts with future, restrains herself, disdains. And, briefly revealing a glimmer of her bloodline, she smothers it in a crimson sling. Earth seems to her too slippery to sign a path of plenty. Self-portrait as radiant host. Ravenous in pelts of prior selves, I step out of my vestments into ravishment. I lay table for my own commensal multitudes. Full length when most aware, armed in offering or pleasure, I could spiral at any moment, shift my fruited baldican skirt. My guests as much my hostages, my home as much hospice as grove, this is my favorite role. I'll be their server. They come to be nearer the river, its alliterative languor, call me brookweed, cripple, ghost. They approach to hear what's sibilant in my libant crops. By what prodigal pedigree was I rendered so adorned? It began with a rupture, mistaken for a late descending testis. I turned color from citron to thistle, my skin regimental, never uniform. I brooded, forced to live under a bed, and there I billowed, never learned to contain my mutation. I grew hinge dark, knew rapture is the taste of broken skin. Lean in, I'm not contagious, just hospitable. It's bright here and everything grows. We're lit from within by systems of exchange. The feast of ingathering is laid. What we love is not the rose, but the smell of its decay. Quince, an era. Bless me, I am translated somewhere between Hebrew and French. Chabouche, a little mouth. I'm styled for my delectable exhale. But call me Sidonian Rose, my family does. I come from a dwarfing stock. We keep things short. I'm the last of Aphrodite's dears. I'm wedding luck. I'm hearts. Another bad domesticated fruit. A little tart, packed in, preserved in capucine or copper yellow. Like coins, I wedge. Like coins, I dazzle. Atalanta lost it. Yet for all my bitters, I can cure with my astringent, seeded smack. Listen, I'm the lion vile that hath here deflowered, my dear. I'm evil, livid, that lion vile, I meant to say, devoured. Bird to badger, come in, come in. This knight's errant wish, not orant, cormorant, cornute mouth, not ornate jelly spike, bedraggled bird of prey, cupid-lipped lover, clover-like and ornery, ordinary cricket. What's in your thicket, Gomphrena, decrepit, retching rook, you comatose armorist? Cloven over what's opposite's apposite, a badger does not become a bird. You, are you a creature who creates, or a firecracker full of white noise? Kerplunk. Choose horn or corn, crow or grow, cuckold or cock crow. Clasp this tethered ring and take what you're given from thighs to chin. Take it in. Whisper Nispero. What's that you've got in your locket, Shesek, your shiny five-chambered shoss? You hold your stones close to the chest, hide your lack. You'd best cooperate, Loquat. We know your sobriquets. In Japan, Early Red, Tanaka. In India, Fireball. In New Zealand, Mrs. Cooksey. And in California, Eulalia, Placentia, Premiere. You star in ornamental border films, abandon your old world name, Woolly Grape, and try to measure up. Let's talk. Tonight's lockup, chess cake and cluster fruit, both peached. Confess, you hate to be the roper or the leap. Loose lips, you know. Instead, you took lookout. You're afraid to get too close. Listen, Ruby, you're the rube. You cut in with toughs who won't be cleft. When they're on the graft, only one con will do. Success. A wallflower among patterned gardenias. And this poem doesn't have to make any sense, so feel free to just, it doesn't have to mean anything. Indignities molest a modest you vestal. You sit amid Venetian irises, class act and tactful social squad, littoral torrent pair, connubial orchestra in seventh Himalayas. Name a consecutive egg. You'd lace in a language and mend a constricting, never a dull moment. My senses come undone if mentioned. More is vital, twisty queenite. Hesitant metaphor I fend, lake of regrets vehicle. An ample veneer, laureate matter overlays pretty amnesia like nacre. Deuce ace retiring, I get Volta's panic. So dendrites volupt, like it matters. Dear drawn, I climb all night with you on my back, then turn to offer you half my eclair. I've found no clarity here, but ease in shifting my joints. I'd like to show you how I pull myself apart. Between one dream and the next, I count backward. Dva, Yeden, you, my passport to doubt. In twill or in two, still I introgress, a kind of hiding from this double exposure. These days I'm always of two minds. I color more deeply than ever, double struck. I've found a use for the twine, master the twofold fugue and bind. My dual plea, be phantomed if you like, but please be felt. We fold in our desires like buried rhymes, till each expires. Yours, Warren. A hive, a heave, a heaviness. Pucker-drunk bees punctuate a lemon tree. Drained and drawn in, we drown in sheer wingsong. Beyond drone, a series of nested circles. We make hard calls, hard pressed, and each night infinite regress. Bodies humming natural frequencies. Friends advise, find fault, know best, but we keep falling from the nest. Listen, each stamen's a staff to which music cleaves. We're told the eccentric bee is not bereaved, a pause between two notes is just a rest. We half hear, watch, honeybees stuff their pockets, our serrated hearts unturned. A body's emulsion for each day's impression. Grave, we are not dust, we're wax. Dear botfly, you are not a machine, but a mechanic, tooling out from under skin, and in my head, you might take flight, a light with chandeliers of sand. A man said, one is the loneliest number, but this doesn't square. I swore I'd shaken you out, but my hair parted, and there you were. Part of me, do you smart with the sting of the repressed? I'm blessed, but someday you'll depart, a finger wave to your avuncular host. Then I'll be lost. Yours, another. And this is the last poem. Pomegranate Ramon's rhyme. If you haven't had a chance yet, please have something pomegranate-ish to sort of, I don't know, cleanse your palate after this. You're nothing but a bad pum, grainy fruit, not poem, a globus berry from which we've garnered garnets, grange, gram, and grenadine. Sometime king in calyx, sometime cloud or crab, your cultivar's sweet, Phoenician, sad. Fleshman, early wonderful, home. From you, grenade and filigree, the embroidery of bright arills, flesh in cells of granite, your ripe sound wrapped is metallic. Colonel Amaranth, what remains once you've remanded all your ponchoed points? to remind yourself, rename. Thank you very much. Thank you all again for being here to support us, to support Open Books. It really means the world to us. Please enjoy.